Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Global persecution of Christians has new but unsurprising data coming in. Then we'll hear what a Farms International microloan can do for impoverished Christian families around the world. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today with a look at a new report that shows four of the world's five most populous countries systematically persecuting Christians. But Greg Kelly of Unknown Nation says this reality is neither new nor unexpected.
Jesus told us, they don't like me, they're going to hate you as my followers. So I think that we shouldn't be shocked by the persecutions. However, we need to come alongside these brothers and sisters because they are on the front line.
Kelly says believers in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia are resolute in their faith.
We need to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth additional laborers into these fields. This is the ground zero of where the church needs to be paying attention, these harshly persecuted areas of the world.
Persecution is most intensified when people convert to Christianity from a country's dominant religion.
It's the Christian who makes a stand for Jesus and is willing. That's the person who's a threat because they're serious about their faith.
Baptism and evangelism in particular trigger the Islamic community's religious immune system.
Many times, the manifestation of the persecution is a vigilante justice. It's sort of a mob-generated response that the government, in many instances, is turning a cheek.
Next, the systematic kidnappings in Haiti reveal an ongoing power struggle for gang domination. But there's still hope. Kate Michelle from Radio TV 4VEH, a partner of Transworld Radio, shares a moving testimony. A pastor from Cap Haitian was kidnapped by a gang a few years ago.
The kidnappers had forced him to put on headphones, and they blasted the radio into those headphones, assuming that it was going to distract and disturb him. But the radio was tuned to our radio station, 4VEH.
It was the station he listened to all day, so the kidnappers unknowingly gave him encouragement and comfort. After his release, he shared this story with the 4VEH audience. Another testimony tells of a gang member stopped from committing a crime by a dream from God.
This guy was on a mission to go kill someone and God stopped him. And he ended up 4VEH and he gave his life to the Lord.
These stories show that God is still working in Haiti and that your prayer matters.
We believe that this time of real suffering, that God is going to do something with it and strengthen people and bring a harvest.
Pray for those recently kidnapped from an orphanage near Port-au-Prince and for the salvation of the gang members. And finally, in places where economic instability, poverty, and persecution govern day-to-day, Farms International offers gospel hope through microloans and business training. Now, these opportunities to get out of poverty are changing families and whole communities. Caleb with Farms tells us.
We do microloans, so we allow people to take small loans so it's manageable, not overwhelming, and we try to empower them so that they can build their own business and grow it themselves. And this allows them to do their ministry work too and help their churches out and the communities around them.
These interest-free loans allow families to work their way out of poverty with dignity and a long-term plan. Farms works all over the world, including places with extreme poverty or persecution. Caleb oversees 7 to 8 of these programs throughout Southeast Asia.
We work in a lot of closed countries at the moment, and so therefore there's a lot of persecution. And just this past year, we had a friend was martyred. So there's challenges like that that come out of it, especially in the Christian community.
He asks prayer for their persecuted partners. They're about ready to start a new farm project, but they need help. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
At the moment, there's countries that are at war with inside themselves, and this has caused major issues with the program. And all we can do is really encourage them, pray with them, be there to listen, be a helping hand.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.